Mark 15, 33 to 41. And when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, Behold, he is calling Elijah. And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink, saying, Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down. And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, Truly, this man was the Son of God. There were also women looking on from a distance, among whom were Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James the younger and of Joseph and Salome. When he was in Galilee, they followed him and ministered to him. And there were also many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. This is the story of Good Friday. So tonight we have worshiped God with two main emphases, the payment for sin and the love of God. These are the two truths at the center of the cross, the center of Good Friday, the center of the Christian faith, and the center of the character of God. When we look at God in the Bible, we see so many wonderful attributes of God. We see his sovereignty, his omniscience, his power, his justice, his mercy, so many others. But I think there are two core attributes that the Bible emphasizes over and over again that are core to who God is. And we see them drawn out in the book of 1 John, where there's two times in the book of 1 John that it says, God is something. And these two things are on display most brilliantly at the cross. The first one is that in 1 John 1, it says, God is light. He is light. And this isn't really referring to his physical appearance. It's referring to his holiness. That God is pure. In him, there's no sin, there's no evil, there's nothing wrong with God. He is light. He is holy. The perfect, blazing, pure holiness of God is on display throughout the scripture from beginning to end. God is light. Now, if God is only light, if he's only holy, then we are doomed. Because none of us is holy, none of us is pure. If God is only holy, then every one of us is hell bound. Because we are dead in our sin. None of us can stand before God and say, I'm holy, I'm light, I lived a life of holiness that deserves your love, God. And none of us reach his standard. We all have sinned against the holy God. We all deserve his judgment. But the second attribute of God that we've looked at is the love of God. Indeed, in 1 John chapter 4, it says, God is love. He is love. The Bible consistently describes God as merciful, gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. He delights in saving people. He loves to demonstrate his love. It's like a cup that's filled with water to the very brim, and you just keep pouring more and more water into it so that it spills out over everything. That's how God's love is. It just spills out. It's an overflow of who he is poured out on us, a never-ending pour. And the light and the love of God are most brilliantly poured out and displayed on Good Friday, at the cross of Jesus. His light and his love are perfectly united at the cross. And that's what we've seen tonight. There needed to be a payment for sin. There needed to be a way to wash our sins away so that we can stand before a holy God. So that we can enter into his holiness. And Jesus lived the sinless life. He's the one who lived the holy life, who never sinned, never did anything against his Father. And so Jesus was the one who could be the sacrifice for our sins, to pay the price, to endure the hell, the wrath of God that we deserved on the cross. He bore our sin. That's what Paul and Alexis sang about with that beautiful song from Isaiah 53, a prophecy 600 or 700 years before the cross even happened. And at the same time, it's the greatest act of love that we've ever seen. The payment to satisfy God's holiness and the greatest act of love at the same time at the cross. Do you want to know what love is? Look at the cross. The love of God is a cross-shaped love. Love is Jesus hanging on a cross for you. The Bible says in 1 John 4:10, this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Oh, how deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he would give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. I hope that this truth of God's cross-shaped love is the anchor of your soul, the core of your identity, the motivation of your life, the peace that gives you rest, the rock upon which you stand, the root of all your joy, and the hope for your eternity. And if you do not know this cross-shaped love of God, I pray that tonight you would look at the cross again in a new way and see that Jesus did it for you. He wore the crown of thorns for you. He endured the mocking, the spitting, the beating, and the judgment of God for you. The nails went into his hands and his feet for you to pay for your sin. That is love. And nothing would be greater than if on Good Friday 2023, you decided to receive that love for the first time by putting your faith in Jesus as your Savior and believing that he died for your sins, giving your life to him. I pray that that cross-shaped love would change your heart. And to my brothers and sisters who maybe you've believed for a year or 10 years or 30 years, I pray that this cross-shaped love would move your heart tonight in a new way. And I pray that as you leave this room tonight, you would put this cross-shaped love on display for others. That as you go out into the world tonight, tomorrow, this month, this year, you would show a cross-shaped love to your neighbor, to your spouse, to your parents, to your kids, to the rest of your family, to your coworkers, even to your enemies. That the cross of Christ would so transform your heart and your love that you can go out and live this kind of love, which means sacrificing for others. It means going into those relationships, not for your own interests, but for the interests of others. Selflessly laying your life down for others around you, seeking to meet their needs and not your own. If you know the cross-shaped love of Christ, then may the Spirit of God help you to display that cross-shaped love of Christ to others. So on this Good Friday, we remember the payment for our sins and the great love of God that he has shown us. May none of us walk away from the cross unchanged, unmoved by the love of God. Father, we thank you that in your sovereign, preordained plan, you decided to send Jesus for us. You knew we would mess up. You know all the ways we have sinned against you. And you didn't strike us down. You made a way. And that way is the cross. Lord Jesus, thank you for hanging there for us. Thank you for enduring suffering and pain and judgment that you never deserved out of your great love for us. May we show that love to others. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.